For 5 days in July, the New Yorker Hotel in Midtown Manhattan serves as the base for the Latin Alternative Music Conference, or LAMC. Each day, there are talks, gear demonstrations, lots of networking, and a general pulse of excitement in the air. But one of the best things about attending LAMC is the chance for unexpected encounters and chats with musicians from all over the globe, from bands that are coming to the U.S. for the first time to industry veterans with Grammys lining their mantles. The one uniting factor drawing all of these bands to LAMC is their affinity to the term Latin alternative. It's a phrase that serves as a catch-all for many different styles of music, and perhaps it used to carry a bit more weight when there was a greater divide between bands that were backed by major record labels versus bands trying to cobble things together on their own. But as the music industry evolves and indie acts all over the world have more leverage due to social media, it begs the question, what does the term Latin alternative mean in 2013? For answers, I turned to the bands themselves. The groups I spoke with hailed from Mexico City, Miami, Florida, Barcelona, Spain, and Lima, Peru. When asked if they thought of themselves as Latin alternative, the answer from all four groups is essentially yes. But their reasons why are as varied as the sounds they produce and the cities they come from. So let's start with Elastic Bond, which is a Miami-based quartet comprised of two Venezuelans, a Honduran, and a New Yorker with Dominican roots. According to trumpet player David Burgos, Miami's multi-culti mix served as part of the glue that bonded Elastic Bond, despite their varied backgrounds.
One of the things about finding your identity, especially as an immigrant Latino, is that when you come over, you sometimes might not be fully, USA, North American, but if you go back to your country, you're a gringo because you live over here. So you're kind of like, you're always stuck in between the status. And in Miami, you find a home because everyone's stuck in that status, because they're all living there and they have family up overseas. And so you become very identified with Miami, its culture, its accents, its people, and then the other cultures that are around it, they influence you too. So you pick up stuff from them and they pick up stuff from you.
Elastic Bond's music has a retro lounge feel to it, and they draw heavily on Latin soul, as well as Miami's Cuban music scene. Here's guitarist Buffalo Brown on how he sees Elastic Bond fitting into the category of Latin alternative.
Yes, everyone here is Latin or of Latin descent, and alternative to what? I guess, really, to me personally, Latin alternative means taking something that is an expectation, be it a genre or a way of presenting the genre, and giving it a fresh twist, adding something different or new, recontextualizing it.
And here's singer Sophie Encanto.
I feel like Latin alternative is Latinos making unboxed music. It's a very free form of expression that is not being looked at as a category of pop per se.
Up next, we go across the Atlantic to hear from Barcelona's The Pinkertones. Of the four groups I spoke with, they've had the most mainstream success with their signature quirky electro-driven pop. Their second album, The Million Color Revolution, which came out in 2006, was a breakaway hit both in Europe and abroad. And its lead single, Sonido Total, was featured in movies, TV shows, and video games around the globe. But even with licensing deals and record sales that any band, indie or otherwise, would covet, One of the band's founders, Mr. Furia, says that though the three bandmates are able to support themselves solely with music, he still considers the Pinkertones to be an alternative band.
I mean, if my bank account is very alternative, if that's what you mean.
The band's most recent project is a children's book and album called Rolf y Flor, which was written and recorded both in English and Spanish. It's the most recent in a long line of bilingual work, and Mr. Furia explained why it's always been important to the group to straddle both languages.
We need to understand each other. I mean, for us, this is something that's very natural to us, because we both grew up as trilinguals, because we have Spanish, we have Catalan, and our mom is German. So English, French, and Italian was like a game. So we speak six languages, plus, I mean, Greek and Latin doesn't count, as the more languages somebody knows, the more views of the world you have, and the more tools you have to communicate with other people. Like, the germ for peace is probably that people know more languages and more cultures.
Up next, I talked with a band from the largest Spanish-speaking metropolis in the world, Mexico City. Da Punto Beat has been together since 1998, and they're known for their bass-heavy music that combines instruments and electronics to get people out on the dance floor stat. When asked whether or not they consider themselves Latin alternative, the group talked about how, from the get-go, they and all their musician peers in Mexico City were used to doing things outside the mainstream. That was just the norm. The band's programmer and multi-instrumentalist, J.M. Salinas, elaborated.
So we consider ourselves part of a generation of new musicians that started doing things abroad, Mexico. So we really feel like we had like this statement of doing things as things that we really like and things that are real sincere.
Lastly, we travel to the Southern Hemisphere to hear from Lima-based band Barreto. About 10 years ago, they started out as a reggae ska outfit, but soon began experimenting with the sounds of Peruvian cumbia.
Ahí va con su billetera bien gordita.
They referred to the music of legends like Juaneco y su Cambo and Chacalón for inspiration, and their modern take on cumbia's tropical sound has taken Peru by storm. Here's percussionist Jorge Alazo.
One of the great things is that we start playing this music like in a place in Lima, the capital of Peru, where you don't play that music, you know? And people was really excited to listen to it there, you know? From the parts where Chicha was born, people start calling us to go play there, you know. It was amazing when they called us from La Pucallpa, is the land from Juaneco, and we played like in a place in the jungle, you know, with 5,000 persons and playing the heritage, the tradition from Juaneco. It was like mind-blowing for us.
In terms of whether or not the band considers themselves Latin alternative, guitarist and singer Joaquin Mariategui says it's a foregone conclusion, because the mainstream media in Peru has little interest in any new music coming out of the country.
I think in Peru you don't have choice. If you make music, you are alternative. that's the truth. There's some Peruvian music on the radio, but you have like the folklore, the valses, the waltz, and the music from Los Andes, but it's like music from 50 years ago. So I'm happy to preserve that, but it is not open to like bands. We, for example, have a tune in a record called Cumbia that we did, and a tribute to all the chicha and jungle sound. We tried to join him in a record called Cumbia, and we had a song called Ya se ha muerto mi abuelo. And I just heard Rubén Blades say the same thing about Pedro Navaja. That song, we start playing it in little bars, and it became like a phenomenon, you know. And people called the radio and say, you gotta put somebody. No, fuck them. You got. And they called so much that they started putting it. The sound of the band was totally different of what was happening. So I think that we got to open the market, we have to open the mind of people to make that change.
So that's the report from the ground at LAMC. Next year, the conference celebrates its quinceañera, or 15th birthday. For the world, I'm Marissa Neff, New York.